Blog Talk Radio.
Fish full of mercury. Oh,
Bo Jackson used 5-hour energy.
The reason I take 5-hour energy is because it gives me everything I need to get me up.
You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, good evening, Ron.
Well, good evening, Antoinette. How are you tonight, dear?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Well, it's the first night, Saturday, like I promised. Here it is.
Yes.
The next 2 hours. How's the sound? The sound sound to you? Is that all right?
The sound sounds great.
Cool. Right on.
Sounds really, really great.
But yeah, I still got some bugs to work on. I had no time the past few days to get it together. You know, I hem-hawed around a lot and had a lot to do. So here I am tonight, right before Perry. Wow. But my Skype's giving me a hard time, so I'm trying to replug.
Oh, okay. See, I stopped using Skype.
Well.
But at least Michael is here to join us.
I see that. He threatened to call in. But you just do that, Mike. Don't be a hood, man. Just call him on in, brother. I'll let you in. Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad to see you two here. But yeah, why not? You know, it's been a while.
Well, you know, I was going to be here. I've been looking forward to this.
Right, right. I know. It's going to be a long night because actually I'm probably going overtime on the Perry, but nah, I won't do that. Not tonight.
Yeah.
I haven't seen no announcement of him yet. I think he programs in a little late towards the
show. Well, I see where I got an announcement earlier that it must have been a mistake that he did last night, mm-hmm. that he programmed it for 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh. Not this morning. Did he go overtime last night? Did he rebook a show last night?
I don't know. Because it said it was a continuation, you know, part two.
Right,
so I think he made it, you know, probably, you know, just made an error. It happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes you can't recorrect them either. You know, the BTR block it. I mean, like I said, I've been trying to download files into the music for the show, but wouldn't let me. I tried different ways, so I got a hold of my son and said, look, man, this is what I need. He said, all right.
Yeah, see, well, that's who you have to go to us, the young people.
Yeah, but I do this all the time. I do it every day, you know, in my computers in the studio. You know,
I'm
moving files.
Yeah, but you're old folky, and they know how to do that stuff.
Well, this is my personal gear here in the house. I mean, this is where I'm at. But, you know, I could probably access some computers, too, but I just hate, I don't want nothing else in them unless it has to be in them. You know what I mean? Nothing else in them because it causes problems with what I'm trying to do. And that ain't cool. Because it takes a lot of time to configure it. Reconfigure the computer to do sound and what we're wanting to do, how we record it and how the sound we want to sound like. We need the sound changeover, stuff like that. But yeah, man. So do you see that we're now under a terrorist threat of Al-Qaeda or something going on around the world? A big warning from the United States?
I had seen something according to that. You know, they've been saying that since it happened, since 9/11 happened, and, you know, I just, okay.
Well, ain't they the ones that put Al-Qaeda together? You know, what's the deal with this?
Yeah. That's what I thought that, you know, well, we made them shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're supplying weapons and stuff to them, then what do you expect?
Right, so what's
the
point?
And then you get a threat from them, and if you're giving them weapons, then I'm sure you didn't give them weapons that were better than the weapons that you had here.
Right, 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 give them the better. Well, you know, the 9/11 deal, the airplanes, what can you say? That wasn't a bad plan. That was the real truth of it, which I can't really buy, but that's my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's whatever.
But then when you look at what was in Building 7, because Building 7 had the certificates for the gold bonds in there.
Right, right. It was a massive cover-up for something. It was.
Oh, yeah. And then I thought, now I'm not sure, but I thought I'd heard that that's where the gold was supposed to be. But, of course, you know, I'm sure that they removed all of that before that happened.
Yeah.
But, of course, it wasn't documented. It wouldn't be documented.
Right, right. Yeah. Nobody would know anything different. It, you know, it, whatever kind of scandalous games they play.
Yeah, it melted all together.
Yeah, right, right. And they've gotten bigger. Big government.
Of course.
You know, matter of fact,
then,
go ahead.
No, but I mean, but what do you expect? You're going into someone's country, and you are bombing them.
Mm-hmm.
You're killing off the women and the children, but you're tearing up their homes. And you said for weapons of mass destruction, there's no weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
So now, you don't expect these people to feel any type of way?
Exactly.
I mean, I'll kill off your family, you know. Okay, well, the ones I didn't kill off, I'll make them handicapped and everything. So now,
right.
You know, you deal with it. Yeah, I tore up your home and everything else. You know, I killed your mother. I killed your father. You know, I killed your wife, or, you know, but now you deal with it.
Well, you know, think about it. I mean, what about if people from over there came over here look for weapons of mass destruction? What's
right.
up with that? You see what I mean? That don't seem too damn fair. It's okay if
yeah.
you come and fuck me up and I can't check you out? You know,
right.
I don't know.
You know, that's what I said. I mean, especially when you came and you did harm to me over
right.
in my house.
Right.
But I didn't go to your house. I didn't go to your neighborhood starting nothing. But you
mm-hmm.
come to my neighborhood. And
mm-hmm.
you're coming to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
you know, not everyone had a part to do anything with this.
Right. Exactly.
You know, to me, put the government in the boxing ring and let them fight it out.
Exactly. That's what we need. Take the leaders. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Let the leaders go over there and fight it out.
Whoever walks out, whoever wins, wins. That's in the yard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This.
Why do we need to lose all these massive lives and... You know, for what? I mean, to me, it's just like all a big game. You know, let's just see how this works. Well, if I make this move here, what's going
to
happen?
Right. Well, why should this be? You know what? I mean, should Kavi tell you no war is wrong? You know what? Why do we
yeah.
have war? What does it prove? Nothing.
Well, you remember that thing, all wars are bankers' wars.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Who's benefiting
right.
from it?
Right,
who's
right.
benefiting from the wars?
Right.
Because it's certainly
yeah.
not the soldiers nor their family and friends that are,
right.
you know, that are benefiting.
Right. Well, that's like, you know, that law that came up with the
well, the pharmaceutical companies benefiting.
Oh, of course, exactly. But the thing is, too, you know, now the cops can swab your mouth just by, you know, make contact with you, can swab your mouth. Well, you know, I think that's illegal search and seizure. So
yeah.
I guess that's gone now. We don't have that protection anymore. So in other words, we're saying we have no protection, you know, because, First Amendment's being threatened all the time, a lot. You know, what does it matter what somebody says? Who cares? That's
right.
Your opinion,
and then with,
you know?
And then with the Trayvon Martin case, what is
mm-hmm.
that, the right to travel?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, even though he was
right.
walking, but he was still
mm-hmm.
traveling
right
from
travel.
One place
that's,
to the other. So
there
goes your right to travel.
Exactly. Doesn't matter what means it is.
Right.
You know,
so there's something else. You know, that's what
mm-hmm.
that case showed me.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And,
you know,
just because it hit, a so-called black person, well, mm-hmm. it's going to dwindle down. I mean, don't think it's just going to be resigned just for black people, because it's not.
Right. No, it's not.
No,
it's
we're
not.
Just the test. We're just the test people.
Right.
You know,
right.
let's just test it out here.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not denying that fact with you.
Yeah, you know, let's see how it's accepted here.
Right. It's getting insane. All these roadblocks and like in California right now, they're having border patrol block all over the place. You know, like every 20, 30 miles, you know, going on. And, I said, that's just conditioning for what's to come, you know.
Yeah.
I said, you might get one or two assholes to come through there and fight for the rights, but you're going to get the majority of them to go through, yes, I'm an American citizen, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's Hitler style, you know?
Yeah.
Why would these people
Things
even be
repeating
fucking
itself.
With us? But why would these people even be fucking with us if we never fucked with them in the first place? You know what I mean? It always
because
seems
we're pawns on
with,
the chessboard.
It's the one that, you know, they bitch about them fucking with us. Well, get what you get. You know, you deserve what you get.
Yeah, we're pawns on the chessboard, and, you know,
right.
we voted for this.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I
no.
know we didn't, but I'm saying,
that's,
you know.
That's another illusion I don't buy. I don't either,
but I'm saying, you know, that's what we voted in our leaders.
So-called.
Which
did.
Okay, Michael Hood is on the line.
Yeah, I just let him in. You're in, Mike. How's it going, man?
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Anthony and Ron. Grand opening. Happy hour.
Yeah, the happy hour. It continues on every show. And I have my divorcee here, and I'm here to, you can ask your love queries, and we will see if we can help you.
Uh-huh.
You remember that movie, Ladies Man, Tim Meadows?
No.
You don't remember that movie? Oh, it was hilarious.
No, I never saw it.
You never seen
Ladies
Man?
No, I'm not. No.
It's an old flick, you know, it's back in the 90s.
What's that matter? I still have not seen that.
You don't like comedies?
Yes, I do like comedies.
You know who Tim Meadows is?
Tim Meadows? No.
Yeah. Black actor, comedian?
No.
I'm young, so I don't know.
Saturday Night Live?
Oh, look, I'm young too, Michael. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. I'm the oldest person here, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm 27.
I know, but I'm older than Ron, too.
Well, I'm 47.
And you're 27. Oh, my, Michael, you're so old.
I'm old in the mind.
I have a child older than you.
Oh, my. Oh, look who's here. Barry steals him a chat room. Barry, what's up, man?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Right on, Perry.
Ron, I'm trying to get this up with you, but I have something that is really, really interesting. And, Perry, I'm glad that you're here. Also, forgive me, I'm not in the chat room at the moment. But America's real criminal element is lead. And it's what's leading to ADHD and violence. And this is coming from the water system. So who has the worst water systems?
Good question.
Well, it's in the inner cities, is it not?
Usually, yeah.
Where's the crime the highest at?
Yeah. But you got to factor in, you got a lot of people in one area, too, though. That has a lot to do with it.
Okay, but what are they putting in there?
I don't know. Somebody had to test it.
Fluoride?
Well,
fluoride, bleach, fluoride, whatever else bullshit they put in.
If the crime and everything, and they're hollering that it's, you know, in the black communities and things like that, and it's, you know, the crime rate is so high amongst blacks. But if it's in the water system, I didn't give you the link, did I?
Well, yeah, not that.
I'm sorry, y'all, forgive me.
But, Antoinette, the black communities, they just, the problem is they have no fucking opportunity. You know,
well, that's
you know,
true, but if you're going...
These white bankers ain't going to give them that opportunity. Ain't going to loan them money like they would a white person to start a business to be good, you know, have success with it. But then you got where you have these foreigners come in, all these convenience stores and hotels and all this stuff. That money don't stay in that community, so there ain't no money there to keep it going. That's why you see Detroit going bankrupt. Well, the auto industry killed it real quick. But Chicago's talking about bankruptcy now. That's just minimum. These little bitty towns are starting to lose it now. When Walmart walks in, it wipes them out. They, you know, it just ain't there. There's no
right.
industry.
Excuse me. There's the link, y'all, for y'all. Okay?
All right. I'll definitely look at that.
Yes, please do. And Perry and Michael, you all, too.
I got it.
Perry, why aren't you calling in? Oh, and I didn't officially
share it. He's there.
I know, but he's not calling. I'm offended, Perry.
He's a listener, Antoinette. He's a listener.
No.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a participant.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's probably doing something else while he's doing this, too. Yeah, I don't
think he kept up.
No, we're not going to say that.
Well, that's cool. Call in, Perry. The best time when you're fucked up.
Yeah. This is happy hour. I'm just drinking now to get ready for Perry's show and be fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. I'm getting hammered now before Perry's show starts.
It's a happy hour.
You know? Right, I get warmed up on talking. I get warmed up on getting fucking drunk. You know, getting ripped out of my mind, ready for the Perry Steele show tonight at 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's 11 o'clock for the East Coast.
Yeah, 11 o'clock East Coast, maybe 9 o'clock West Coast, wouldn't it? Something like that.
Something like that. I got an article for y'all. Did y'all hear about terrorists reach nuclear bomb material at U.S. facility during mock attack?
Now, do you have a link?
Yeah, I'm about to put it in there now. Yeah, they were doing a mock attack, and the terrorists reached the nuclear bomb material in the Savannah plant.
Perry, even though that you're under the influence, you still have to call in. that's not a good enough excuse.
Did you call in,
Perry. See, now I'm calling you out, Perry. I'm giving you a hard time. You got to call in, Perry.
Yeah, he's been out fishing all day. I bet he is.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
And you got FEMA calling like survival food companies and trying to order food from them. Lot of it.
Huh.
So something's about to happen.
Well, they've been calling for food and at one time guns, and then it became ammunition. Did I say that right, y'all?
Mm-hmm. We understood it.
So, you know, just exactly where are we at?
Somewhere we don't want to be.
Yeah, are we on the brink of World War III, or?
Oh, it's already started.
Are we still in between everything?
World War III's already started. You're a little late.
Yeah, it started, yeah.
Yeah, it's been started.
It's just cold right now. We just don't know. It's cold. They ain't fired yet.
They don't want you to know about it yet. Yeah, we're having a cyber war now going on. Our utilities are being attacked. They're being attacked. FBI, government, NSA, whoever. You know, they say all that crazy shit. And they're being, you know, computers are being attacked. But, hey.
And then also we have places that are being brought up in the United States by other countries.
Mm-hmm. Let's see where this
shit is. So where is this leaving? Well, we can't say America because America's been gone. Where is this leaving the United States?
Well, the United States is the name of the corporation that runs America.
Right. So where is this leaving the corporate?
I don't know. I don't know where
the corporate entity, where is this leaving? You know, are we all going to be parts of other countries in different geographical areas in this country?
Well, they're trying to make the North American Union. Feinstein talked about that the other day.
Yes.
So they're doing that right in our faces, and we don't know about that.
Right.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of shit right for our faces, and nobody's doing nothing about it.
No.
You know, God, how much shit they're doing. Nobody's got a clue. Nobody's got a fucking clue. They're too blind to see, you know, too lazy to take a look. That's the sad part. They're too lazy to take a look at what's coming up. Like all these conspiracy theorists, everybody says, conspiracy theorists, you don't need to listen to them crazy crack motherfuckers, no. But the fact is, most of their shit's coming up right. So what does that tell you? He's a crazy motherfucker now, you know?
Right. That you're finding out that the conspiracy was the truth, and it was just they were feeding you the lies. And when you start to really look into the conspiracy, you find out that the conspiracy people were giving you the truth, but you didn't want to hear the truth.
Right.
It was
easier
to be spoon-fed the lie and be content.
Right, exactly. You don't have to worry about it.
And be filled with worry and fear.
Mm-hmm.
Where you didn't know what the real fear was that you needed to be addressing and looking at was coming through the conspiracy.
I don't have worry and fear. I just don't care about it. You know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know, I mean, my whole thing is let me get a little bit of a message where somebody could catch on to hear something, you know, that's being told the show, the other show I've been on, and, you know, in Perry's show. Listen to the messages. You know, get with the program. You know, if you don't open your eyes up and look around you, you are going to be lost. And the only time you're going to finally wake up is when it's too late, when it hits. When it hits, you know, you want to expect that's going to be worse than not knowing. not knowing, I mean, not knowing it's going to be the worst thing to ever hit somebody, not knowing it was coming to hit them. You know, I
yes,
wouldn't want, I don't want to wait
true.
For that. I'd rather know now. You know, I'd rather know right now and, you know, be an American. That's what I am. I was born here. I'm American. Doesn't matter about my color. You know, I'm part of this ground. I came from this soil right here in this country.
All right.
And, you know,
yeah,
it used to be the all right place to be. But all this greed and, you know, greed is an ugly, ugly word. It's worse than the F word. People just don't realize it. But that's what causes everything. It all comes down
yeah,
to greed.
Yeah, well, that's what the wars and everything come from. It's
exactly.
from greed.
Exactly. Right, right. You know, that's why
and
people
envy.
Shoot each other. People shoot each yeah. other because of that jealousy, which falls under greed. Because jealousy is an act of a want.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a possession.
Envy
you make
in the whole
possession.
Part. Yeah.
Right, right. You know, you're possessing this thing, and you're going to, you know, you're going to do whatever it takes to keep it yours, you know? But it just don't always work
yeah.
that way. You know, that's why I believe in free will. You know, do what you want. You know, you want to do something stupid, fuck your life up, do it. You know, but that's your choice.
Yeah.
But if you don't let yourself think, you let people think for you, then you got a problem. You know, everything everybody says, you know, ain't always absolute truth. You got to do a little research to make sure it's correct. And then, you know, go from there. You support
yeah.
you support the case. You know what I'm saying? What people say. But yeah, man, it's, wow. It's getting retarded.
Excuse me. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it truly is.
Everything
and then
is
we have all the mind control and everything mm-hmm. else that they're using. And, you know, so we're mm-hmm. being attacked within. We're being attacked outside. You know, we're being attacked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said on Perry's show the other night, I think I was inebriated. It was last night, night for one of the nights. The state of Illinois has just signed, the governor just signed a bill to legalize medical marijuana. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my opinion on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They want money. They want
well,
money.
Of course.
See, these individual states.
Why not decriminalize it? I mean, I don't smoke it, I don't mess with it, but. Why
right,
not let it be decriminalized?
Right,
if you legalize
right.
it, then pharmaceutical companies are going to make money off of it. So then it's still going to, they're going to make it illegal again because if you possess it or if you're growing it,
uh-huh.
then do you have a license to grow it?
Right. It, there's still a monopoly into it regardless. They're
yes.
learning how to play the monopoly game now. But the thing is, the big federal drug dealers are going to get pissed off.
Of
you know,
course.
They can't do this under, you know, this, you know, under the table shit no more. So I just think it's funny.
Yeah,
I really
but don't
do.
They sell that for to people that have glaucoma and things like that?
Glaucoma, AIDS, cancer, shit like that. Yeah, and you got to have all that. But anyway, all the facilities, all the facilities that are selling the marijuana, the dispensaries are all going to be state
yeah.
controlled. The state own all the dispensaries. See, they're going to become the dope dealer. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They want money. They're getting they're running
they
out of it.
They already are the dope dealer.
It's Chicago's going broke. You know, they're going to talk about filing bankruptcy in Chicago. You know, of course they're going to legalize. Look at Colorado. When Colorado legalized medical marijuana, they're doing real good. The whole state ain't bitching for money. You know, that's all what
yeah.
it took. But, I mean, we're talking about, you know, a lot of people look at the deficit and they look, well, we owe so many trillions of dollars. But did you know the domestic deficit, which would be people's credit cards, home loans, car loans, is three times bigger? Than that, people in this country are 10 times deeper in debt than the whole country is. Their personal debt.
Oh, I can believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, with the
right.
cost of college and buying
right.
a home and
mm-hmm.
Lord, buying a car.
Yeah.
So,
anything.
So when they call their loans in, how are they gonna get their money back?
When, they're not.
The government. I guess
no, that's
the
why you're in prison. That. You know, what they've been talking about is the
yeah,
debtor's prison.
Back. Yep. Matter of fact, there's a couple cases. It was one in Arkansas I just read about the other day. A woman owed some money on a doctor bill or something shit like that, and she didn't really owe. They locked her ass up for it.
Oh, see, I've been hearing about them doing it with student loans. I ain't hear about them doing about it for a doctor's bill. Lord, I got a whole lot of them.
Right. But, you know, well, yeah, man, but that's, where can a private company come in and get a law, you know, like that to go on? You know, what do they think they're doing? It's more fucked up than I've ever seen. If everybody in debt in this country is going to go to jail, well, we might as well just make the whole damn country one fucking prison.
Well, we have the highest prison rate as it is, don't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely we do. We have more people in prison than anywhere. And that's certainly
More slave plantations all around.
Yep.
Legal slave plantations.
Right. Any way they can fuck you up, they're going to do it. You betcha. Yep. Because of their rules.
Industrialized prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And just think about it. 86% of everybody in prison is in there for a nonviolent crime.
Yeah, which is unconstitutional.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ron.
Yes, sir. Perry, what's happening,
it's
man?
It's about time, Perry. Hello.
Hell, I've been on for the longest.
You've been on the air, man.
Yeah, I've been on for the longest, man.
And you let me just sit there and pick
welcome
at you like that?
Welcome to prime time. Welcome to prime time.
Thank you, Perry Steele. Right on, my brother. Right on. It's your
fault. Welcome to prime time, man.
It's your fault, man.
And you know we're honored because you're here for the first show.
Yeah. Right on.
Grand opener, all drinks on Ron.
Yeah.
All drinks on Ron.
All you can drink, eat, and smoke.
We should have made this in a tribute to Perry.
Yeah. Yeah, my mentor.
But it's what's going on, and we're talking about what's going on. I don't know if Ron added that in. To the description.
Yeah,
I think I did.
Oh, okay, good.
I gotta blame myself, man. Cause hell, I have a phone on mute. I was talking to my wife.
Oh, okay. Well, that's who you're supposed to talk to. She's more important than I.
Man, hell no. I told y'all, y'all need to cut that shit out. Man, she ain't into this.
I said she's
not
more
into
important
this. She's
than
not that. Into this. No, she's not. No, she's not. She's not into this.
Yeah, we know,
that. Ooh, your wife did. Your wife did. Man, my wife, man. You know what? She said I'm crazy, the motherfucker, and I should quit the show. Leave this shit alone, because I stay up 3 or 4 or 5 hours at night. You know? Right. We don't reference her. To anything that I did. Don't reference her. Man, okay, what she into, I help her out. But what I'm into, she don't help out at all. Don't reference her to none of this.
Perry,
she told me, man, you need to quit the show. Why are you going to bed at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock? I'm just letting you know, don't reference her at all. She, you know, I go in there, wake her ass up, and let her talk to you. She, wait a minute, I'm going to see. Hold on, man.
No, don't wake her up. Leave her be, Perry.
Well, I'm going to wake her up.
No, man.
I'm going to
all she was, Perry, all it that was saying was your wife told me to
wake her up. No. I want you to tell these folks why you don't like me being on the air that late at night. Come on,
here you go.
What? Tell
me
for why you don't like me being on
air
that late at night.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Steele.
How are you, ma'am?
Hi. Oh, so what I supposed to be doing?
You're supposed to be telling me why you don't like me being on air that late at night.
Oh, 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Because you need your rest. You need your health. I'm concerned about your health.
There you go.
That's
you ain't got nothing to do with Blog Talk Radio, dude.
Mm-mm. Because that's what you want to do, you do it. But I'm just concerned about your health because you stay up late and, you know, that's not too good. You don't get enough rest.
Right. Yeah. I try to tell him the same thing, ma'am.
Yeah.
And
so
that's true because you do need your proper rest.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the only thing I'm concerned about. But other than that, this is just what he likes to do, and I don't bother him with that. But, you know, he just needs a little bit more rest with it, concerned with his health.
Well, yeah,
that's understandable.
Yeah, things have been going on, you know, here recently. Yeah, you got to take it easy, man, every once in a while. Like, you know, I was supposed to show for a couple weeks.
But he enjoyed talking to you all, though.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's great
that.
To be able to talk to you. I'm so happy that you came on the line and talked with us.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you did this on Ron's show, and you didn't do it on your husband's show.
Oh, well, I don't know what show. What show is this? Is this not your show, Pam?
No,
Oh, this is not his show.
This is
Ray's
show.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Glad
yeah.
to be on
yeah,
the show.
See you grace us. You grace us with the privilege of opening up on our show.
Now,
so we thank
show,
you for that.
I'm trying to get things together at nighttime because that Perry show is Perry's show, but he up all night. I can't do that.
This is my first show.
Now,
first
he will put me
show.
On there every now and then and tell me to do some, you know, just like now, he just got me in here.
Yes, but I'm so glad that you came on. It is such a pleasure.
I feel absolutely privileged.
Okay, then.
My first show, my first premium show, and you're on here. That I feel very, very much gratitude. Thank you so much for jumping
right
in there.
That's well, oh, okay, then, yeah.
We'll try to help keep Perry in line.
Mrs. Steele, is there anything that you would like to enlighten us with while we have you for the few moments that we have you, that you're gracing us with your presence?
With do what now?
Is there anything that you would like to enlighten us with? Is there any thoughts that you would like to give us, any words of wisdom?
Where's the wisdom?
Yeah,
well,
a joke or anything that you would like to...
Tell us, how is it dealing with Perry?
Well, I tell you
what,
y'all just
know.
Keep on trucking with Perry. He'll be okay. That's my joke.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now give us your pearl of wisdom.
I know you have some.
I was trying to get some information from her real quick. Miss Steele,
Wait a minute, Ron. Let's get her pearl of wisdom. We need this.
Okay, all right, right.
Well, you all just keep on, you know, it's about the world. The world is the theme of the world is changing. But, you know, and it's not going to get any better. But some people think that it is going to get better. But I just don't believe it's going to get any better. But, you know, we can look forward to a better future. You know, so the only thing I can say is just hang on in there and keep praying.
That's
my word of wisdom.
Absolutely.
I agree, and I truly appreciate you saying that. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
Now I'm going to let Ron bug you.
Okay. I got to ask this question, and I'm not getting personal or nothing like that, but how do you deal with Perry all this time? How do you do it?
How I deal with it?
Yes, ma'am. How do you do it?
Oh, now Perry is a different person when he on the radio, when he on his show.
Uh-huh.
But I deal with him. I, you know what? I've been dealing with Perry for about 25 years. So, he knows the ins and outs.
He knows his limitations, don't he? There you go.
He knows how far to go. That's just it.
You sound like a very nice lady. You know, you have a very beautiful
She's not
voice.
Nice.
Actually.
Don't call her nice.
Thank you.
Well,
she's
well,
a very
look,
sweet
I'm gonna let you
lady.
All
she's not nice.
I'm gonna let you all guys talk back with Perry. And nice
right.
talking to you all.
Oh well, thank you for coming
God
on and talking
you.
With us.
God bless you.
Oh, okay
Absolutely.
Then. All
Take
right.
Care now.
Good night.
Uh-huh. Good night.
Well, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Perry. We got to speak with Mrs. Steele on the air.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
My first
Every night. Now and then, she'll get on.
Yeah, that's what she told us. But see, she came to the first show here.
Yeah.
You may have had to coerce her, but you
didn't.
No,
I just took the headphones to put them on here. I'm there. Talk to these folks. I remember one time I was on Don DeColeon's show, and me and the guest, I got to arguing. I said, wait a minute, bitch. You think I ain't got nobody? You think I'm by myself? I'm going to show you something, ho. I'm going to put my wife on the phone. You ain't got no wife. I said, hold on, bitch. Watch this. I just walked in and gave my wife the phone. I said, yeah. Answer this. So who's there? Talk to these motherfuckers. Go then.
Yeah.
Man,
25 years.
On that motherfucking flat foot token. Jesse Pizza did me the same way. Perry, let me talk to your wife. I said, what? Yeah, let me talk to your wife. I said, oh, wait, I'm going to go get her. I said, here. This is Jesse Pizza. Talk to her. Well, stop that. So he started you to ask the question. Is Perry the head of your household? Yeah. Is he the head of your marriage? Yeah. You know? My wife just flat foot throw down his ass. Perry run everything up in here. Perry is the man. Man, she throw down some cool. I said, damn, baby. I'm going to take that shit. That shit what you told him was cool. Mother, she said, he the, my husband, and he run everything. He is the man. That's my wife, man. And, you know, she be mad the motherfucker, man, when I get in bed at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, damn. Well, just damn. Why you stay up all night long? So do. She get mad the motherfucker, man, when I get in bed that late at night.
Yeah.
So do.
Well, she just said she was concerned about your health.
She is. She's a nurse. She was a nurse and really a nurse. She was a nurse and she concerned about me. You know, cause
yeah, so that's
man, I be up, man, so late at night. We were gonna have a show, another show at 4 o'clock in the morning. My ass fell out.
Well, you also scheduled it for 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Man,
I sent you an email and put did you?
I was drunk as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was drunk as a motherfucker. Man, now I drunk him up. And then Bob, I told you, man, he go off on you. But, man, me and Bob, man, Bob done made me make my mind up. I'm going to go down to the guitar factory, and I'm going to get me some, I'm going to take my guitar with me and give me some strings for it and let them white boys put that motherfucker on and see, tell me what I got to do to hook it up to my computer. And, man, Bob, man, me and Bob, we gonna talk. Man, last night, did you hear last night's show, Internet?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Wonderco.
Yes.
Man,
oh, Bob,
last night's
Bob
show.
Bob was playing the guitar last night?
Yeah.
I thought that, I was hearing him. I thought that was a song or something he was playing. At first, I thought
no,
he was playing
Bob
like
was playing that motherfucker last night. Man, it was cold. I'm like, damn, Bob. Man, whoo, shit. We going to throw down. So here, Bob done talked all that shit. Yeah, I'm going to take my ass down there and take my guitar down there. I got a bass. I'm going to have a lead. I got a bass. I'm going to go home, take my bass down there, and I'm going to figure out, you know, what's up with me. I'm going to talk to them folks. And then next time Bob called in the show, I'm saying, man, hey, you going to have to help me learn how to play this bass. I got a nasty-ass bass, man. Nasty-ass bass, man. But all it needs is strings on it. But see, I ain't going to buy the string and then come home and put them on. I want them folks to sell them to me. We got a guitar factory here in Memphis. I want the folks to sell them to me to put them on for me.
Have them check
yeah, Bob Connor sweating me and shit, man. Man, we ain't gonna get your bass together. We ain't gonna get your bass together, man. I said, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm gonna get my bass together. I really want it, though. I really want it. Man, Bob, man, if I can play a little hit like Bob did, I'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? Man, Bob, Bob throw down last night. So then, come over here, break up. Yeah, man, Bob throw down last night. We had a good time last night, didn't we, Internet?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a good time last night.
I know I must have been on sometime last night.
I
don't remember.
No, you left. Long as you ain't on there, we have a good time. We had a good time last night. Man, hell, I raised the window up, man, and played Summer Breeze. And then everybody heard the crickets.
Yeah, I hear them when I go out back.
And then Good went to sleep and shit.
You know he's on good.
You need to talk to Antoinette, you need to talk to Cook. I'm sitting up here, man. I got two big ass bass fish. I gotta clean these motherfuckers, man. I gotta clean them, man. I can't put them back in the freezer, man. You know, I can't put them back in the freezer. I got a teeny bass fish. But no problem. I'll be on the line, but you had a little noise. I'm cleaning these two big ass bass fish. I got to clean these motherfuckers, man.
You go fishing today?
Mm-mm. I got white boys buying it. Sell me fish.
Oh, yeah?
Excuse me. White men. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, they come looking for me. Where Perry at? Damn right. Where Perry at? I got something for his motherfucking ass. Man, a white one time, man, told me, say, look, this white man came to the house, and he laughed at me, and he said, he got some fish for you. I said, well, my husband got some buckets over there. He said, baby, don't worry about it. I got the bucket, too. And left them outside.
He just pulled up. You want to speak to him?
Who?
Cuz.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah. It's as fast as bedtime. Sleeping motherfucker.
Hey, baby, what's up, cuz?
Man, sleeping motherfucker. Sleep apnea ass motherfucker.
Oh, man.
What's up, sleep apnea?
Oh, what I do?
Sleep apnea.
I'm straight down, cuz.
Oh, you straight?
Yeah, I'm going to call in the show soon. I'll be home in about 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this Rod, I'm going to call him.
Oh, you driving?
Yeah.
I'm driving.
That motherfucker going to go to sleep while he drive.
Oh, yeah. Go to sleep while he driving. Go ahead. I'm calling
him, man. Everybody takes him over. He's got auto drive. Autopilot is drive. You know,
hey, autopilot don't work. Just like this motherfucker said, Arab came over, this rich ass Arab came over and bought a van and put that motherfucker on auto cruise, and
yeah.
He thought he could walk back in the back. And
yeah,
the
but
man
I got
crashed.
A
he said, fucking.
Yeah, I thought we were all
van.
Friends and family.
Yeah, you ain't gonna do that shit. Is the Arab said, fucking American van? I thought this motherfucker was on autopilot. No, motherfucker.
That,
like
that's
that.
A damn shame. Go ahead.
Oh. Okay. What's up, cuz?
Okay, call me when you get home, and I'll give you the number.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He said he's going to put it on autopilot.
Yeah.
So I can drive him home.
yeah, right. Your ass being a ditch, some motherfucker went.
Yeah.
Or crash into the back of a semi.
Well,
oh,
like,
my goodness.
Say what,
Cole? Say you get all fucked up one night, you drive home. All right, you wake up in the yard, you get out and cuss your car because you didn't park the car in the driveway. That damn autopilot must be broke again.
Well, hey, shit. One time I landed on my motherfucking roof. I did good. I didn't get no DUI or nothing. But I had a hell of a time trying to get the car off the roof.
Shit. I got nailed out one time, man. I got in my car to go out and puke up, man. And I was fucked up. Anyway, I fell down. I couldn't get up back up for shit. Then the popo showed up, you know what I mean? And they picked me up, threw me on the trunk of the car and shit. And one cop goes, well, we can't give him a DUI. He ain't driving the car. Yeah, that was one of the concert parties.
You fell out, that motherfucker. You fell out.
Oh, yeah. I fell out big time. But I was kind of conscious because I knew what was going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I had no power.
You kind of knew what was going on.
Never go to an after party after a concert. I'm telling you, watch what you're doing. Somebody might slip
you
some
shit. Oh, God.
Man, the wacky part. Oh. Man, I'll never forget. I was in that powdery dust in the construction site. I don't know where the fuck I was at. So I woke up and figured out where I needed to go. I started driving when I woke up.
Oh,
not where I was at, man. I was like, damn. I was about 3 miles from my house. I said, I'll be damned.
Man, I can't wait till my baby and nephew get 16 years old so I can get him a driver's license. I'm going to beat his ass if he ever touch any alcohol. Because he's going to ride me around. He's going to be my motherfucking show.
That's what I'm saying.
He's going to be my motherfucking show.
Who's that, Perry?
My baby and nephew.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
Yeah, I got a baby nephew. We the baby of the family. He's the baby of his family. I'm the baby of his family.
Oh, I'm not.
I call him. He's not a baby. He's 13. He'll be 14 this year. And I'm trying to train him, man. And then my wife said, man, damn. You teach him all the bad stuff. Yesterday, I took him to the casino, right?
Oh, man.
And we was up in the casino, man. We walking through the casino, man. I'm like, damn, man. Man, this motherfucker cool than a motherfucker, man. And, man, he was like, he was tripping out. I said, damn. And then security guy said, you know what? That's a teenager. Can't come in the casino. He got to be 21 years old. I said, look, let us just walk through, okay? Yeah, okay, you can walk through, but you can't stop. Just walk through. So I said, look, I'm just going to let you see when you get grown what you can get into. And, man, we walked all the way through the casino. And then I turned around and said, hey, man, we got to go back, man. Hey, because we parked on the motherfucking side of the casino. You know, casino's bigger than a motherfucking one. If I had left out there, we had to walk all the way to the lane. So we went back through that motherfucker, man. And then I took him back through. I said, look, I'm going to buy you a hamburger. You sit your ass here, and I'm going here and play. So I bought him a hamburger. And then I went back in there and played and everything. Someone said, man, check on it, check on it. So I walked back, check on him. He's sitting there, he's still eating that motherfucker. I said, all right, he all right. So I went back in there, man, you know, played, man, you know. I ain't with no big money. I got my money back. You know, anytime you can play and get your money back, you're doing good. We had a good time, though. Man, we had good. I said, look, okay, I'm taking this casino. Now I'm finna take it to this other casino. And we walked through that motherfucker. He's like, man, he was tripping out.
My son knows how to win. I wonder if he can tell you how to do it there, how he does it here. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me see if he'll talk.
I sure want to hear that because I need that money, man.
Money.
Going in and count cards.
Yeah.
Man, we had a good time yesterday, man. We was all of them motherfuckers, you know.
Cool.
Man, we had a good time.
I ain't been to one of them in a while.
Man, shit. We was down there yesterday.
Yeah,
we had a good time. But see, I told him, I said, you lucky. I wished in my life I had an uncle that cared about me and wanted to be with me and take care of me. You know what I'm saying? I never had that. Man, my mama uncles ain't about shit.
Well,
dumb motherfuckers ain't shit.
All of mine are dead, you know.
Yeah.
But
dumb
motherfuckers
they never said, baby, damn, that's your son.
Excuse me, y'all. This is my son, Richard, and he's going to tell you how he went at the casino.
Okay. Right on.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Richard?
What's up? Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, man.
How old are you, son?
I couldn't hear you.
How old are you?
How old are you, son?
26.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, remember the good old days? Remember the good old days, 26? Shit.
Yeah, I wish I could be that way again.
Yeah. That's when I really started fucking up, though. You know, got married, had kids, shit like that. You know, and I always said, I always love kids as long as they're not mine. And then I had a couple of them. And now they're grown up and gone, so that's kind of wild. That was a hell of a deal.
Well, oh, man.
Yeah, I got a while for that one. I got one and that's
fucking
it.
Fucking granddaddy. He's a fucking granddaddy.
Who's a granddaddy? Me?
Not yet.
Ron Rick. Man, hell, I'm a granddaddy.
Well, you're older than me, Perry.
Excuse me. I'm older than you are. I'm sorry.
A little bit.
I got baby Baracks. I got baby Baracks.
Little Obamas. Yeah, little Obamas popping around.
Yeah, they had black, half white. My son loved white women. And I got baby Baracks. You know what? I got three.
That's what my youngest son does too.
I got two. Perry Lynn Steele Jr. Two and three. Sure do. Yep.
I got two.
Yeah, I still live on. After I'm dead and gone, I still live on because they got my whole name.
And I can let you speak to. I can let you speak to my granddaughter if I can catch her. Wait a minute.
Well, we want to know how
look,
we can get
by. Look, we're doing family hour.
We want to know about how you went at the casino.
That's it.
Oh, he left. Wait a minute.
Grab his ass.
What did you run off? You mentioned children and shit. He didn't like that.
This son's 26 years old. Damn, I got to clean this fish, man. Damn. What's this damn?
Oh, he went out the door, Perry. He'll be back in a few minutes. He is running to the store. It doesn't take him long.
I know
what
he's
saying.
I know he's saying.
He wanted to go and get cigarettes. He doesn't like my cigarettes.
No, my wife told me. I got cleaning fish in here.
Perry, what game you was playing?
Man, one of my 1 cent games, man. One
more.
Well,
he's gonna tell you can't play the 1 cent ones.
Well,
see, when
I used to
play the dollar and the $5 machines.
Because
I didn't have any cents.
What's this damn?
I would go and lose like $700 and $800. I did that for a weekend.
So, Ron, this is your first show premium, huh?
Yeah, first premium.
I tell you what, man, prime up mine, man. Prime up mine, so when you get through with this, prime up mine, and we'll do a call. Man, I got some cold-ass music I want to play on mine. Well, I do it. Don't worry about it if I don't get too fucked up.
Well, like I told you,
I got some cold-ass music, man.
I was going to plug
ABC going to tell me last night, yeah, Pete, I want you to play some Larry Graham. Man, I play some Larry Graham so motherfucking cold. ABC said, man, look, I never heard that. Never heard that.
I like Larry Graham. I haven't heard him in
years.
Yeah,
I
missed that.
Yeah.
I haven't heard him in
years. Man, I play some Larry Graham, and he told me he's the main favorite. I never heard that before. It tripped me out.
Wow.
We're gonna play some cold blood ass music now on my show.
Right.
Well, see, I got a list together that we got some good music too, Perry.
Yeah, right.
We got some good ones too, dear.
Yeah, right.
Just waiting to download some files.
So that song you played last night, Perry, I was looking for that shit all day. That song Memories for Temptation.
Oh,
yeah.
That song is, whew, man, that song is hard.
Yeah,
yeah,
man, I love
man.
That song.
That song is a classic.
Yes, it is.
Man, my cousin going to tell me, he said, man, I got a cousin, man, I love him to death. Anyway, he said, man, you played a song the other night, man, and it's still playing in my head. But Ebony Empress, she tripped me out last night. She said, you know, your new introduction, the extended version of the Night Shift, I hear it all the time in my head. I said, what? Man, that new introduction to the Night Shift. Have you ever really just checked out how cold it is? Man, that's a cold ass song. I was sitting there jamming on it today.
And what was that? I'm sorry, I missed it.
My new song, my introduction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Night Shift. Man, it's cold. I'm trying to cut this fucking fish, man. This motherfucker here. Damn. I'm going to have to get my partner a shot.
Yeah, scale it and everything else.
Yeah, cut this. Well, it looks like I'm doing some good. Yeah, okay, I'm doing some good.
How many of those bass did you get, Perry?
Now, I'm going to try to clean two up.
Yeah,
I'm going to clean two of these motherfuckers tonight. Clean two of them tonight.
It's a little bit of a job. I know.
Yeah, I'm coming to me and Fat
Sure.
Baby Will. We might eat one tonight.
I had fish
that damn
last
gin.
Night.
I don't have no appetite when I drink that gin.
No,
well, you
not until later on.
You got to put some food on your stomach with that alcohol.
Oh, no. You know, me and my baby nephew, we've been together, so I got a chance to eat.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I call him baby nephew, but he's 13 years old.
Oh, well, he's still a baby.
Yeah, he's my baby nephew.
Yeah.
He's a baby of family.
Yeah, I got to eat something before I drink. I can't drink on your stomach.
Yeah. Ron, you just got your new show, but you need to get that girl Meb on. M-E-B-B, Meb. Man, she remember me, man, from back in the day. She know all of.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I remember Meb. Meb has been around for a long time. When I used to
that
do Pundit
Show.
She
tripped me out, man, she told
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Meb used to come on Pundit Show.
Yeah, she's been around for a while, man.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah.
Her
really?
And B.A. and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
your
B.A.
on
man. Here. Yeah, I like
your
B.A.
Yeah, man, you need your Meb on, man. Tonight, if I do a show tonight, I'm so fucked up. But if I do a show tonight, we're going to, you know, tell Meb about the show. And,
right.
Ron, I want to say something to you.
Okay.
Brother, I really appreciate you. I mean, you stood by me when I couldn't take this, I couldn't deal with it. And you told me, hey, you picked me up, dust me off, and told me it's going to be all right. Ron, you the type of person, man, that, you know, I have to tell you this, man. I got nothing but respect and love for you. Because when it was hard on me, you were right there. You know?
You're my friend,
when
Barry. That's
I
a real friend do for each other.
Yeah.
You
were
reality.
Right there.
And ain't too many
you
motherfuckers
right there.
Around like that.
But, man.
And I'm still here.
I'll never forget how you hooked, how you, you know, stayed in there for me and helped me out. I'll never forget it, Ron.
Right on, Barry.
As long as I live. That's why I play that song. You know, they call playing for change. You gonna need somebody to stand by you. Every time I play this song, I think about you.
Right on, brother. Right on. I think about you, Barry, man. You know, like I said, you ever need me, call me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to it. You call me, bang,
you
I'm there.
You were there for me, man. You were there for me.
Anytime you don't think you can do a show and I can, just call me, man. You know, I'll do it. Don't matter
me. You were there for me, man. I'm telling you, Ron, and then we hit 24,000.
Yeah.
6,000 in one night.
Yeah, but think about it now, Perry, how much longer it's going to go. Between you and me, we're going to cover, what, 2, 4, 6, 7 hours between both shows? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I scheduled this from 8 o'clock, because I only got a two-hour deal right now. And I'm going to, you know, if I have to bump it up, I'll bump it up. But anyway, but, you know, this right here, I'm going to plug your show. Like I said, you know, Perry Steele show. But, man, you know, I don't know, man. I just feel like, you know, there needs to be more added on to the same type of system that you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's why I'm doing the same thing.
I got no problem with it. But, man, like I said, man, I really appreciate you, man.
Right.
And thank you, man.
You're welcome,
helping
man.
Me out.
Anytime,
thank
my brother.
You,
anytime, man. No big deal. But yeah, man. You know,
all
the BTR shows. I've been with BTR since 2010. You know what I'm saying? And out of all the shows I listen to, I hop around, you know, like a troll, but I don't do the troll thing. You know what I mean? But your show has always been the one I stuck with. For some reason, your show always had something for me. You know what I mean? It wasn't about all this retarded bullshit, you know.
Right.
Right. So that's where and I've been hanging with you for the past almost 3 years. It don't seem that long, does it? But I've listened to this show for almost 3 years.
I came on in 2009.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's the only show I listen to, you know. And a lot of times I see you do have a show
damn,
on.
Oh, damn, man. My anniversary coming up this month.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, man.
We'll
August.
Have to do an
extended show. August. My anniversary coming up.
For BTR?
Man, like I told
you,
and
Mel
tripped me out. She said, you know, I listen to your show. It's because your show is just like when I go to my friend's house and we sitting around and we laughing and talking and drinking. And every now and then, someone want to get heavy and they can get heavy. You know what I'm saying? You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about in the conversation. See, you can be sitting around laughing, talking to people. Then next thing you know, you're going to bring up a conversation and you're going to come heavy with it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You want to see how they think. You want to see how they think. You know? And you come heavy with it. But a lot of people, I'm serious, a lot of people are not in tune with what's going on. And they're not educated. I won't say they're not educated, but they're not aware. They're not aware of what's going on. I mean,
right.
The paradigms of the things that we go through as a nation and as a people, oblivious to it. They don't understand it, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
You know? They flat foot don't give a fuck. They flat foot don't give a fuck. And then you have to school them. And then, a lot of times, when you school them, they'll tell them, well, look, this the way this is, and this the way this is. You know, we are black prevalent. That motherfucker ain't black. You know what I'm saying? He's not black. See, I read some shit, man. Me and John got into it one night. And I went off on John's ass, and he went off on me, too. We got into it one night about the destination of races. Back in, I think it was the 1800s or whatever, they dissed mixed race people and said that they were going to be mulatto. And then when they turned out to be mulatto, they dissed them again and say you need a black, no white. Barack ain't, man, he's not black. He's a mixture of an African-American Negro and a white Caucasian woman. You know, he's a mix. But they dissed him. You know, like I said, when you go fill out an application for a job, they said black, white, or other. Barack is a other. He's a other. You know? Have you ever noticed? None of his white folks ever say anything about him on TV? Did he never call his white folks? Or he never called his black folks? Have you noticed? Okay, he got some brothers and sisters. Them motherfuckers got as mixed up as they can be. But have you ever noticed? You ain't never seen Barack black brother. You know, I mean, black brother. You know, he was on TV for a minute. But, man, that nigga crazy, that motherfucker. And then, what on his white side? You know, not on his black side. Nobody on his white side ever said a damn thing for him. I tell you, man, we some ignorant motherfuckers, man. As people, we some ignorant motherfuckers, man. We some ignorant motherfuckers, man. We be tripping, man. We be tripping. You ain't never, like I told you, first black president in the United States. That motherfucker, that, okay, he's first black president in the United States, and he's supposed to come from Kenya. Man,
so
Kenya is fucked up, man. Kenya is fucked up. That country's fucked up.
Perry, but you're saying what he should have wrote on his application was other. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's what we call it there. That's what the other is. I've always wanted to know that. What in the fuck is that other thing? What is an other? You know what
I'm
saying?
He's an other.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I told people, mm-hmm. man, I said, man, you ain't got to take no more. And then, like I said, okay, he has jumped in cases of national prominence.
he had jumped in when that professor, you know, had the what is called so-called beer summit.
Right.
That won his motherfucking bid, man. That won his bid, you know. If that police that came my motherfucking house, mine or my daughter, let me in. He said, we heard that there's a break-in in the area, I mean, in your house, and we just want to check it out. I would have told that motherfucking police, look here, everything cool. Everything cool. You know what? I really appreciate your response. But you can come on in and check out everything. Man, I've been cool to motherfucker. This motherfucker of mine, I'm sit up here hollering, screaming at the police and shit, and you know, cuss the police out of mine, call talking about his mom and everything. I would have beat his ass myself.
Oh, yeah.
Louis Gates.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That stupid motherfucker. Barack shouldn't even jump in there. He should call Louis and say, look, Louis, what happened? Louis was told, he said, man, you shouldn't have said a motherfucking thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have said nothing. You don't own that motherfucking property. That's not your motherfucking property. And then when the police came there, and then they were checking on you, you the one went off.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? You the one that went off. You stupid, ugly, four-eyed motherfucker.
Yeah. But that, you know, hey, you know how it goes, man. It's shit's never straight, you know?
It's never straight.
Uh-uh. Never. You know, it's I don't know. It's like I said earlier, you know, I was talking about, you know, the deficit, you know, the money we're in debt for in this country. And, you know, like I said, the deficit of the United States ain't shit compared to the consumer debt, you know, the people's debt. And plus we're paying that bill, too. We're paying that bill plus that bill. We're paying everything. We're paying out a lot more than we think.
Man, this shit ain't going to work out.
Mm-mm. No.
This shit ain't going to work out, man. We sitting up here trying to figure out how we going to do this. Okay, they said we can go with a medal now. They got a medal now. You know, it's either silver or gold or metal that can bail us out, you know. Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers don't want to bail us out, man.
No. They want this. They want it to happen. You know, the banks are running the game, man. The bankers are running the game. Like I said, it's all commercialized. Everything is all commercial. I mean, even people are corporations. That's the sad part. Everything is a corporation. There's no real people no more. You know
why
what I mean?
Why your ass snowing and fog?
Soon
like, they like cool. Dumb motherfuckers planning
on you. Leave my cousin alone.
They planning on your ass. They planning on your ass.
Yep.
These motherfuckers have late night. Man, I remember one time when I was in politics. This white man gonna tell me, I mean at 4:30. I said that's cool. No, son, 4:30 a.m., not p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I said what? I got mean what? He said, look, you need to be at the University of Memphis at 4:00 at least to get to the meeting. I said I'll be damned. So man, I laid down and then man got my ass up by 2:00, got ready. And those guys were ready. They were there, man. He said, we're going to let you speak after we do our agenda. So I met with the presidents of all the colleges in Memphis. And he said, look, we got somebody that want to speak. He's a college student, and he wants our help and support. So I told him to be here. Them motherfuckers, man, was having meetings at 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning. And then the white guy going to call me and tell me, yeah, Perry, I want you to come to meet. I said, yeah, man, what time? 5:00. Oh, shit, that's really no, I mean 5 a.m. What?
Oh, yeah.
5 a.m.? Man, I got my ass up at 4:00. Well, you know, men don't take long to dress.
Right.
I got my ass up at 4:00, man, jumped in my van and rolled down that mountain. It was just like it was daytime. Them motherfuckers, man, we talking in the daytime. They, man, hell no. It was dark in the motherfucking mind.
It's
people be having me while your ass snowing and farting in the nighttime.
Yeah, that's when they want to make deals at night when nobody knows what's going on. Anyway, I got another caller on here. I got all the phone lines open, so if you called in, you're on the air. So speak your mind. Of course, I don't have one no more, but yeah, you know, mind.
You do, Ron.
I don't know, man. I think, you know, actually, you know, I have been looking at the fact that people that are in vegetated states, you know, their brain's shut off, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, how lucky could you be? Really, how lucky? That's like a deaf person. A deaf person's lucky, too. They got to hear shit, either. You know.
Hey, Pumpkin.
Yep. Pumpkin Blunt Squad's out here, too, in the chat room. Yeah. I just don't have the one. See how clean I made this?
Don't talk him. Don't you do it.
Don't bring that motherfucker
don't
home, man.
Don't you do it.
You gotta say it three times.
I'm a programmer. I'll show where y'all on.
All right, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
He'll be there.
So we can leave one song go right to yours.
Yeah.
The night shift.
Yep.
Night shift comes on the Perry Steel Show live on BTR at 10 p.m.
Look, we're family hour, I guess. But not for the family.
the opening act, Antoinette, was the opening act for Perry Show. Yep.
Yes.
Man, damn. What's this damn?
Yes, he is.
I gotta go in there and clean that fish, man.
He's gonna do it tonight.
I gotta go in there and clean that fish, man.
Pardon me?
Yep.
I gotta go in there and clean that fish. What's this damn?
Well, program your show in, then go clean the fish. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, Pumpkin wants to know if you're doing a show tonight. I told her you were.
She's in the
chat room.
Tell Pumpkin, I got some music lined up.
You hear that, Pumpkin?
So put your negligee on and
sit back
and get you a nice drink and just chill out with the night shift.
With the steel man itself.
Yeah, so put your negligee on and just chill out.
Now you must be playing Teddy for us.
I'm popping panties tonight.
You must be playing Teddy for us and Rick James and Tina Marie.
No, not Tina Marie. I never did like that a little bit. Rick
James, Fire and Desire?
I'm popping panties.
Well, tonight, after the Ron Reck Show on BTR, make sure you tune to the Perry Steel Show at 10 p.m. Perry Steel's going to be the steel man tonight.
Oh, popping.
Easy listening. Going to be easy listening.
I got some smooth-ass jams for you.
He wants you to, the steel man wants you to get you a drink of cognac. He wants you to throw a log in the fire, kick back, relax, take it all off, and enjoy the ride. On the Perry Steel Show.
I'm popping panties tonight.
So, ladies, watch out tonight.
Yeah. I want you to kick back and just chill.
Throw on that chassis belt. No way to keep.
Yeah. I don't know nothing about a chassis belt. Is that a strap on there, though?
Yeah, that's what men used to do. They used to strap these metal things in our women where they couldn't have sex with nobody. They traveled.
I'm popping panties tonight on the Paris Air Show. I'm going to play you some love song, and we're going to jam, too. I'm going to play you some love song.
Is this maturity only?
I'm just going to show you why you should have been with me.
Okay.
You're gonna have Miss Carrie. You're gonna have Miss Steele come and just shoot all of us women, huh?
Well,
that's your problem.
That's what did you hear that pumpkin? That's our problem. He's just throwing us out there.
I'm gonna show you why you should have ended up with me. Cause see, I'm the type of man that I'm gonna be with you. I'm gonna be with you. We go. Oh man, I got a song, man. Oh, I gotta play it. I got a song I gotta play. Like I said, I'm gonna show you why you should have been with me. Cause I'm gonna be daddy, granddaddy, uncle, brother-in-law, all that. You know, I'm gonna be with you. I'm not gonna get with you just to have sex with you. No, it ain't gonna work like that. Sex with you. That's just part of it. I'm going to be with you, you know. As the days are long and the night itself, I'm going to be with you. We're going to be together. I mean, I'm going to be with you for what the vows call for, you know. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be there. When you look around, you say, well, girl, how can you do all this? How can you handle all that? Shit, man, my baby with me, period. There he is right there. I'm going to be right there with you. When them babies are little and they get to be grown, I'm going to still be there with you. So if I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. As long as you love me and I love you too, I'm going to be there with you. You know, in the middle of the night, and it might be a fright, and then you turn over and look, I'm going to be right there with you, you know, in my arms. You're going to be, because I tell you, I need you, and I love you, but I'm going to be right there with you. That's where I'm going to be. So you're going to say, well, damn, God, how long you and Perry been together? Shit, 20, 30 years. That's the way I wrote. I'm going to be with you. This ain't no, ooh, hit it and quit it. No, ain't no hit it and quit it in this. Ain't no hit it and quit it in this. I'm going to be with you. The women understand where I'm coming from. When they need a man, and need a man to step up, I'm going to be right there. That's the way I wrote. That's
right
the way
on.
I wrote.
Wait, check this out, Pearl. I'm going to play this song and see how the sound system works real quick. All right, I'm going to play a four-minute song, so just hang tight for a second. All right, man? All right, hold on. So I throw that one at you. How was that?
Yeah. Well, I yeah, okay.
Right on. I was thinking about what you said. Smooth operator.
Man, I'm just, ooh.
That is a good song, though. Very good song.
Yeah,
you know?
Uh-huh. I don't like that big head bit, though.
That what?
The big head bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back here.
Yeah, not too many songs.
Never did like her.
Yeah. That was about the best song I liked ever, you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
It worked for the moment.
Yeah.
But, right.
Yeah.
Terry, I like Saw Day.
I don't like no big head there. She got a big ass head.
See,
that's
right.
She got a big ass head.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to your son? I want to
find out
how you win.
My son, he just came back in here. Wait a minute. Hold up. Richard?
They
want you back to tell them about the machine.
865, you're on the air.
Howdy, Ron.
Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're playing Antoinette's Family Night. Antoinette introduces her family to Blog Talk. No, well, see, not all of them are here. Just just my youngest son and
what's
my
this girl. Damn? I'm trying to clean this. Hurry
up, baby. Kid.
Hey, Perry.
Hey, what's up, kid?
Did you know you had a show on today at 4 p.m.?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I sent you an email about that.
I had a show on at 4 p.m. Ron, you did that?
No, you did. You must have did it. You must have scheduled one for last night instead of doing a.m. It was p.m. Okay, Perry, he'll be here in a moment. He has to.
I must have been drunk in a month.
Yes, sir. It was
Ron did that shit. Ron did that shit trying to catch up.
Excuse me.
Ron did that shit.
Did what?
I told Ron that you had a show on.
Yeah, I told
you. Me and my baby nephew, we was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that waiting for the host.
I called you and left you a message on your home machine. I don't know if you're home or not, but. It kept playing that BTR elevator music the whole 2 hours.
Oh, shit.
May I ask who's speaking?
Censored. Your ass is speaking.
Oh, hello, Censored. How are you?
Doing fine. Doing great, Internet.
Good. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
This is our partner,
right
Ron.
Right on. Oh, yeah.
This is our partner, Ron.
Absolutely.
He's cool as a motherfucker, man. He cool as a motherfucker. That's our partner there.
Mm-hmm.
He cool.
I try.
Yeah, you're all right, man. You're all right, my book, brother.
Yeah, he all right. That's our partner, Ron. I'm telling you, that's our partner.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint. That's our partner.
Absolutely.
He gonna help us out, man.
That'll work.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, we got to help all of us out. Hell.
Right. That's the only way it works, man. You know, people don't help each other. You know, it's hard to just, get an empty pond by a bucket, but you can move a lake with a chain reaction, you know, multiple buckets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get a lot done better.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell yeah. When my bucket springs a leak, I need yours to catch it.
Gotta pass it. Yeah.
That's the way it goes. We gotta keep it. I don't know, but we are so vulnerable. It just blows me away being without internet now for 10 days.
Oh, man.
We are so vulnerable. It is unbelievable how open we are everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way things just used to slide through, snap, a click of a button, Ron, and you were done doing what you needed to do. But when you had to go back and go to the store and meet the person face to face and get the paperwork. Oh, I don't know if we're ready to go back. I don't think
that's the problem. We need to be ready to go back, though, man. We need to get ready to go back.
It's going to happen automatically.
Right. One big bang. Yeah.
Oh, and there's so many ways. We could get natural disaster, terrorists, home, just your home front.
Yeah, back on there.
Yeah.
What is
that?
Somebody watch.
Carl,
is that you washing your fist?
Yeah, hold on. Let me put myself in there. Yeah, clean fist.
get programmed in. Yeah, a lot of background noise from him. Wow.
Yeah, well, when you're cleaning fish, you know, that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's going to make some noise.
Oh, yeah. I know.
But it's worth it when it's time to eat.
Oh, yeah, you bet. It makes it worth the effort, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I
even
hate
though
clean.
I'm not cleaning nobody's fish.
I can't say I hate it, you know, but it's just, you know.
Oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm telling you now. It's just not happening. I'll buy it clean. No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, you hang out with that Mrs. Smith old broad, don't you?
No, heavens no, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go and buy fresh fish, but I have them do it.
I thought you was hanging out with the Gordon's fisherman.
Oh, no. That's crap. No.
Yeah.
But I had them clean it and fillet it and everything, but
right.
I'm not doing that. But
right. Yeah. It's
crazy. Just make it so that I just got to come home and just do my little cleaning when I felt so that they didn't do good enough. And then I can season it and flour it and pop it right in the pan.
What can I say? I like to fish, you know?
Yeah, and that's good.
Uh-huh.
And y'all clean it and everything, but no, I'm not doing that. I'm not cleaning no fish. I've never been fishing, so.
I like to hunt, too, Antoinette.
Yeah,
so.
And see, that's the reason why you got Mrs. Ruck. So she can do all of that.
She can, but she not very often.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all.
The rule of the game is you clean what you kill here. You clean what you kill. So.
Yeah, well, I don't blame her. You kill it, then you clean it.
Well, she kills
it. Now, my son,
too.
He goes fishing and then throws the fish back.
Yeah, well, it depends on what
he
catch.
He just does it as
back.
A sport. I think just more or less relaxation.
Right.
He never keeps what he catches. He always throws it back in.
Yeah, I keep it. I catch. Can't wait for it to hit the oil. You know, that's what I'm waiting for. You know. I love fish. Man, I tore up some fish the other night.
Yeah, I love
Man.
Fish, but I just don't. I don't like the smell in the house, though.
Well, I got a thing outside I clean my fish on. Outside, you know. We got
No, I don't like fried foods. You know, when you can smell the fried food in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. It smells good when it's cooking, but I don't like that lingering smell.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not with you. Me and you cannot get along.
No, we
can't. You are not the type of woman I would want to be with.
No,
you're,
I'm not, Terry. I'm
yeah,
far
no,
from
not,
it.
You're not. You're far from it.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are far from it.
Yes.
Gotta have that.
I'm throwing fish heads in the garbage can. So, yeah, man.
Well,
man,
I know you're
I
taking
mean,
them out before nightfall. Well, it's
nah,
already nightfall,
gonna,
but I know you're taking
them
out tonight.
My boy going to take them out in the morning because he's scared to go outdoors with his dog.
Man, all my fish.
Oh, so
I ain't around you. Man,
all my fish.
You know, I thought my wife had a fish. And I was looking around, I thought my wife had a fish, and she caught more fish than we did. You know? But she don't go fishing no more. She said they're too little for her. She said they're too little for you. Uh-huh.
Do y'all have bluefish down there, Perry?
Hey, you ain't never built a big one in anyway. A big one, you ever got a big one, just whoop your ass. Cane pole ass woman. Man, you cane pole ass woman. That's how she used a cane pole. She had caught a big one, whoop that ass.
I seen people nail big fish with cane poles.
Yeah, she's done. Well, she got a buffalo one time, tripped her out, and pulled it out. Man, that motherfucker's so big. Boy, I tore his ass up, too. Woo, he was good.
Hey, check this out, Perry.
He was big enough, though, Doc. What did he say? I'm sorry, y'all. Damn, let me put myself on mute. I'm cleaning fish.
Hey, you want some bamboo?
On your first damn show, I'm cleaning fish.
Perry. You want some bamboo, man?
Man, my cousin got all I want.
Do you? Okay, I got a partner of mine that's got a bunch of it. I mean, a bunch
man,
of it.
Man, my cousin got all I want. Them motherfuckers 12 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they work good for a lot of shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some of his down there.
I seen an animal eating a motherfucker one day. I can't remember what the animal was, but that motherfucker got to have some strong-ass teeth to eat that
I'm
shit.
Serious. Yeah, that shit comes in handy for a lot of things, man. It sure does, man. But yeah, I'm gonna get some of his plants. He told me I'd come out and dig some out, man. Take them here, put them on my place. Yeah, I'll grow some.
No,
of that
I
shit.
Got a bunch of them, man. I got too many of them, motherfucker, man. Yeah, y'all talking about Miss Steele, man. Miss Steele, we used to go fishing, man, early in the morning. Sitting down there, man, she just pull them motherfucking brims out, man. Anyway, one day we went fishing, me and three of my partners and her. And, man, she got more fish than us combined.
Damn.
I'm like, damn, man. You know, everybody was just tripping on her. So I just sit back and just watched her, man. And she was pulling them motherfuckers out left and right, left and right.
Mm-hmm.
So her ass, man, gonna get her ass. I don't know, her ass must have got hot or something, man. She gonna go down to the other lake by herself. Cause you know, my wife don't like to be around a bunch of men.
Right.
And man, hell, when she came back, had a bucket full of them motherfuckers.
Damn.
I'm like, damn, girl. Man, I cleaned them motherfuckers, man, and we ate brims all night long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Them brim, man, I'm telling you, brim, man, start from the tail on up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that pretty white meat.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Nice
man,
texture.
We ate brim, man. Man, I said, fuck this shit, man. And children was eating them, too.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, y'all don't have these motherfuckers. I got up, man, after I ate my 19th one, I think. Damn it, man. I said, man, fuck this shit. I can't eat no more. Man, get them motherfuckers up, man. Man, my boys went to work on them motherfuckers, man. Ooh. Man, brim some good tasting ass fish.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I tell everybody, you talk that shit all you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But them motherfuckers big as your hand, I had something big as your hand. They're
Oh, yeah.
Not as good as them little ones. They're not good as them little ones.
Yeah, little ones are better, always. Better taste.
Yeah.
I like them much better.
Yeah.
Well, it's like bluegill, too. Bluegill, you know, shit, I'll tear them up, too, and they're little. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get one about the size of your hand, it's a little, you know, big, but a little bit less than that, you know, damn. Yeah.
Yeah, but them motherfuckers don't taste that good, though, Ron.
Yeah, they taste good, man, but they're bony little bastards, man. They got a lot of bones in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't go from the tail on up.
Right, right, right. Exactly.
Man, I'm gonna hook this motherfucker up. This bass. I'm season it up. I'm going to fry this motherfucker, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about cutting the tail off, man, and just, you know. I'm thinking about sticking it up, you know, to keep the tail whole and stick the rest up.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Depends on the size. I used to call it on the size, you know. But, like, catfish, man, I have to play catfish. Catfish,
I serious thing that. About that, man. I'm going to cut the tail off this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cut the tail off.
Sounds like you're sawing it off.
Uh-uh. cutting this motherfucker up, man. I'm gonna stake this motherfucker up, cause my wife, she called them horseshoes. Come on. Come on, let's talk.
What is that?
I'm cutting this fish up, Antoinette.
Oh, okay.
Cut this big ass bass up. Ooh, if I get through this one, I'll be all right.
Damn, Perry, you need a hacksaw or a sawzall, don't you?
Oh,
damn,
man. You're struggling with that fish, aren't you? And you think I'm going to clean some fish going through all that?
Fish.
Damn.
Well, it sounds like you're sawing that.
Headphones.
Like you're doing surgery.
My damn headphones fell off my head.
You got a fever, man?
There you go. Okay, I got it.
All right, then.
Yeah.
It's nice.
In tonight's special episode, Cleaning Fish with Perry Spills.
I'm sorry.
I told you, man. I'm going to take y'all with me, man. I'm going to take y'all with me. But Ron, I'm glad you got your show, man. And like I said, I hope it turns out all right for you.
As long as you're
happy, I love it.
I'm happy as long as you stay on the air, too. That'd be fine with me, man. I'm cool. You know, what the hell? And I can still do your show, Perry. If there might come sometime, I might need you my show.
That'd be great, man.
That's why
I do your show.
Yes, I'm saying.
That'd be great.
I picked up a 2-hour time slot, you know, between 8 and 10, our time, you know, and you got 10 and off. Yeah, you would just interject these together, I'd say, man.
And then, like I said, if you want to, in prime time, you want to make it longer, then I'll just put my show on late.
Yeah, I got like 9 minutes left.
9 minutes?
9 minutes, yeah. It means you got 9 minutes, Perry, before you're on the air.
I ought to cut me up some little steaks. No, this, I don't know.
You going to cook it or what?
I don't want that.
Are you going to cook it tonight?
I'm going to cook it while I'm on the air.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah. Cut me some little steaks and everything. I'm going to cut me up. I'm coming to steak here, and then I'm going to cut. My wife don't like thick ones. Y'all excuse me. But that's cool there.
Perry, I'm going to send you something.
Your first show. Yeah,
huh?
And I'm sitting up here cutting motherfucking fish.
Yeah, I'm all right with it. It's kind of funny. I'm cool.
Hey, Ron, did you ever use those squigglers I sent you?
No, I have not, but I got them. I got them in my tackle box. I ain't been fishing since. No, yeah, I did use them. Yeah, I did. One day I was out there at that pond, man. Oh, yeah, them things snap and snap quick, man. They did real good. I caught like 4 crappie with them in that pond. But that ain't my regular
crappie. Oh, did?
Yeah. Yeah, I nailed 4 real quick. But after that, they quit, you know, like they're on a clock. You know? I do that shit. But I got another spot where I go for crappie. I'm going to take them out there and try them out there. Yeah, they work great, man. Absolutely. Thank you, Perry. But no, I'm going to send you something to help you out. I'm going to send you something.
Yeah.
Got your address. I'm going to send you something.
Yeah. No, I ain't making no mess. Oh, I'm talking about you making a mess. No.
Of course you make a mess when you clean a fish, man.
Yeah. I got some nice pieces, man. I want to hook these motherfuckers up in my new wok. Real cool in the wok, baby. Yeah.
In wok.
In my new wok.
The new walk.
Yeah, the new walk. I'm going to hope these motherfuckers, my greedy-ass nephew, he's going to come up here and eat some too. My baby nephew.
You cool.
Yeah. See, he's going to eat them motherfuckers up. Man, see. You know.
Yep.
We got this motherfucker going on, man. Hey, but like I said, man, when you get the show going, man. Damn, what I'm talking about when you get the show going. But your show going already, man. Hey, I thought,
yeah,
man,
it's going.
I'm just as fucked up.
That's
as
right.
I gotta be.
Ron, you going over? Perry, you doing the show?
No. Perry's got the show coming on.
No, Perry's getting ready to come on. Perry's coming on right after this show, aren't you, Perry?
We'll get it later.
Yeah, already,
right directly afterwards.
Right. But check this out. I want to thank everybody that showed up tonight, my first night. Thank you for coming, listening to me talk crazy shit. I definitely want to thank you. Bible Truth Benny, Blunt Squad, my guest, 3874.
Oh, Bible on there? Bible on there?
Benny's here also.
I would love to talk to Bible Benny.
Punk 13, I want to thank everybody.
I would love to talk to Bible Benny, man, about the scriptures, man.
Well, anyway,
I would love to talk.
The show's going to be 8 o'clock.
Yes,
soon.
Blunt wants to know if you're coming on now. You are, aren't you, Perry? I'm sorry, Ron, for talking over you.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that'd be sorry.
Right.
We don't give a damn about that.
Anyway, come back
No, well, Blunt Squad wants to know if you're coming on now or is it going to be in an hour?
No. I'll be on 10.
5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes, Blunt.
Yeah.
That's
this show's
Jay,
over.
Right. Yeah, that's Jay.
Hey, Ron, you will be coming on every day now?
Yes. 8 o'clock every day. Yep.
7 days a week?
9 o'clock Eastern time.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
we're going to cover a lot of different topics. This show's going to be kind of crazy. But
it's the weekend, so we ain't going to get heavy.
That's
right
what we
now.
Like. That's what we like.
It ain't going to get heavy right now, but we're going to get heavy, though. Me and Ron.
Yeah.
Ron going to get heavy.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to talk about some heavy-ass subjects, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But right now, we just chilling out, kicking, because it's just the weekend, you know.
We're hanging out at Ron's house tonight, going over to Perry's in a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Hell, I don't know.
We're going to Perry's
house. I'm bad.
You're going to the second
ball. Yeah. You're going to get
hit. Ball hopping tonight.
I got the whole house to myself today.
Man. Oh, wow.
Nice.
Your wife ain't went to the convention, have you? What's your...
Gone for the weekend. Hallelujah.
Oh. Gone with the folks.
Yeah, they were hanging out for the weekend. I said, get the fuck out of here. Tired of looking at you. Anyway, that's cool. But I might have to go to Houston, Texas. So I don't know. That's going to come up with that. But maybe
then I have to do your show for you.
You might have
you
to,
get
Perry.
The key.
Yeah, but our niece has got a little trouble in Houston. She moved down to Houston with her aunt. And her aunt's a whack job and all kinds of shit going bad. So my wife called me today and said, well, we might have to go to Houston to pick her up. So, you know. So, man, can I just throw her on a gray dog or something? Throw an airplane, something, shit. I don't like Texas. But, you know, if I got to do what I got to do, you know, family's family. Got to stick with them.
Family. Hey, all right, with
you. Yeah, the struggles of life.
This motherfucking bass up. It look good. Oh, damn. I ain't putting no seasoning on that part right there.
Well, don't be using no pressure cooker. Not put seasoning on.
And don't look up how to cook anything on the internet with the pressure cooker.
Yeah,
you
don't
forget about it. Police coming at your door.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to outlaw pressure cookers now.
I don't blame them. Them motherfuckers blow me up, man. One of them motherfuckers blow me up, man.
They work great, but they are fucking dangerous. You know?
I learned how to be blowed up behind that shit.
Did I tell you my thing about how to fix
blow
gun control?
Blow my singing ass up.
Well, Ron, you got 2 minutes.
Yeah, I got it. Anyway,
Ron got 2 minutes.
I got
two minutes,
man. But I'm throwing this out there. I'm going to teach people about gun control. All right, check this out, everybody. Gun control. Use both hands. Anyway.
You said use both hands?
Yeah,
both hands.
You said use both hands.
Wait a minute, man. Look, let me, I'm going to wash this off. And we're going to put this over here, too. We're gonna cook this, too. Fuck, we cooked the whole thing.
Let's all go to Perry's house. Damn, it's making me hungry.
Damn. Oh, shit, I'm going to do some cooking shows, man. Shit, I'm gonna
I got some.
Well, Perry, you all lined up? You're ready to open? Because you
what?
Got a minute.
Yeah, one minute up here.
Well, I'm not under no regulation. I don't work for CNN, none of them motherfuckers. I gotta get all this stuff out the way.
Well, hey, check this out. I got 30 seconds left, Perry.
Ryan, go into overtime until Perry's ready.
All right. But I want to thank everybody who's been listening and hanging out with us tonight, and we're going to do it again every night as much as we can.
Yeah.
Definitely tune in to the Perry Steele Show. It's coming on next on BTR. Perry's always got a great show, and we always dig hanging out with Perry Steele, and we're glad to have him here tonight. I'm glad to have everybody here tonight.
Oh,
I
damn.
Really, it's been fun.
Well, just damn.
But we're going to carry on this Perry Steele cooking saga on his show in a minute.
I'm cooking fish tonight, man. I ain't studying that shit, man. I'm going to eat some motherfucking fish.
And when you go to cut and clean fish, we try to steak them or cut tails off, use a hacksaw.
I cut it up.
Use a table saw. Chainsaw, whatever it takes.
Oh, Lord.
Texas chainsaw shit.
Yeah,
Pumpkin, you might as well wait a minute because I don't think Perry's quite ready yet. So I think Ryan's
going
to continue until Perry's ready.
I'm going in and start the show.
Okay. He's going in. Well, you heard him.
Man, what are you talking about?
Well,
I was talking
there.
To Pumpkin.
No,
she was getting ready
to
leave.
My wife, man. She's...
Oh, okay.
Hey, Ron, where's your bathroom at?
Benny.
Man, what is she doing? What are you talking about, man?
Left,
hell,
man.
I got, damn.
Down the hall left, brother. It's like first floor.
Okay,
thank you.
I thought this was on. You got to clean some of this stuff before you go.
Just don't make that right turn too quick to the tub right there and you go in it.
What?
Yeah.
Not me. Why do women argue all the motherfucking time, man?
Must be the men.
Man. I'm going to hook this shit up, man, but I ain't going to do it right now. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to hook this up. I got my fish and shit together. And then, what? What are you talking about? Huh? I got this shit hooked up. I'm gonna come back in here after I get my show started. See, I'll tell you, motherfucker, I gotta clean up. Damn.
Well, are we cooking or are we cleaning? What's the show gonna be tonight? Cooking or cleaning?
Man, my show, man. I found some music, man. And I hope these people got some good speakers. I found some music, man. We're gonna play some music, man. We're gonna kick it, man. I'm gonna get heavy and shit.
Right on.
And, I'm gonna do it. We're gonna have a good time. Tell you tonight. And that's it. What that song said? While I'm fixing me a drink, let me play some
down home
blues.
Yeah, I love that song. Down Home Blues.
Did I throw down last night for you?
Yes, you did.
Then Bob called in, man. Like I said, man, Bob gonna make me go on and get them strings on my bass. I got a bass. I love a lead, but I love that bass more. So I'm gonna go on and get me some string on that bass.
man, Bob called me. I remember one time I had a show, man, Bob was talking that shit, and I was sitting back looking at my bass, man, he's a parrot. Go on, get the bass, man. Go on, get the bass and hook it up. I'm like, man, damn. Man, I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
How much one of them costs?
I'm going to get the bass.
What's that?
I had it hooked up one time before, but, man, it tore my damn fingers up, man. I took the strings out that motherfucker and threw them away.
You don't use the picks?
No, you can't use a pick for everything, baby.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you can't use the pick for everything.
Oh, okay.
I like them five
hey,
string
look,
bass better.
Let me check out. And I'll see you on the other side.
All right. All right. Well, then we're all out of here. Anyway,
yeah.
Everybody.
Well,
I guess
thank
I'll,
everyone for coming.
I definitely do thank everybody for being here tonight. We'll be here again tomorrow night. We're still working on a few things. I'm still working on a few things to get it right, but we'll get it together quick. But, yeah, thanks, everybody, for showing up, hanging out with me, and listening to the Perry Steele Cooking Show. We'll try to bring you more shows as we go along. Yeah, Cooking with Perry on the Rod Black Show live on BTR. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the promotionals, Ron. Keep it up. Anyway, but yeah. Yeah, but anyways, cool, folks. I'm going to jump out of here, and I'll see you at Perry Show. All right. Have a good one.
Okay, good night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for the drinks, Ron.
You're welcome. Have a good one. See you there, man.